This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1542. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 9th, another country quitting shortwave. New services to and from Nigeria, new frequencies from Ethiopia, Germany, Japan, Libya, English from Netherlands and Poland. Also, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Cyprus, Guiana French, three countries of India, Jordan, Oman, Philippines, Rwanda, Somalia, Switzerland, Tajikistan, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, welcome back to Jim Young, a DXer from long ago who has resumed activity from California and is reporting to the NASWA Yahoo group. Among his catches, All India Radio in the Andaman Islands on 4760. Heard on the 4th of December at 1530 UT with time pips, top of the hour in India. And an idea is this is Andaman Radio and news headlines in English. He says it had peaked around 1510 to 1520 UT and was fading by 1530 with terrible Kodar interference just before then. The morning before, Ron Howard elsewhere in California also heard All India Radio Port Blair on 4760, but about an hour later, 1616 to 1626 UT. In this case, one must always be careful not to confuse it with the other All India Radio station on the same frequency, 4760, on the other side of the country, in Leh, Kashmir. For those trying to keep up with the X-band scene in Argentina, in the Condish list, Arnaldo Slyan says that Radio Antares in Pilar has been off the air for several months. It had been on 1650 kilohertz. There was recently a raid in the area, accounting for it being off, I suppose. However, there's a new one on 1700 kilohertz from Argentina. Fantástico FM has begun simulcasting. It's in Partido de Tigre in Buenos Aires. DXing.info says it was first reported by Federico Fulliston in the Condish list October 21st and immediately heard as far away as Finland. And then we eventually heard about it via communication of the British DX Club. Those who have written to Ryan Argentina, supporting their continuing on shortwave past the end of the year, have been receiving a reply. So far, those reporting it are Mike Terry in the UK, Anne Finelli in New York, and David Sharp in New South Wales. They say, thank you very much for your message of support. It means a great deal to the Rye team to know that our listeners are out there backing the shortwave broadcasts of this station that have been on the air for more than half a century. We're delighted to receive emails like yours from all over the world from people who love shortwave radio listening and broadcasting like us. Once again, thanks from the RAE team. 2 weeks ago, we had a report from transmitter builder Jamie Labadia about a new one he's making for a station in Bolivia on 6055, but he didn't say exactly which station. He's now replied to our inquiry with further information. You are correct. It is Radio Juan 23, and it will be 6055. It's the first prototype with the new MOSFETs from Philips, BLF-278. It will consist of 10 500-watt drawers with a ferrite-based hybrid combiner. I'm going to build them a lazy H-style antenna array. It'll be 4 5/8 wave elements, 2 over 2 beaming broadside north-south. It should give about 8 dB gain, making the effective radiated power about 30 kilowatts more or less, with a major lobe going into North America. I'm currently laying out the new pulse-width modulator boards and should be testing the transmitter up here at the factory starting December 15th. The new station should be completed around the end of January, says Jamie Labadia. We're still getting reports of ZYE-522 Radio Inconfidencia in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, which reactivated a few weeks ago around 15190. Hal Froge in Michigan says on November 30th, around 21 UT, It was slightly on the high side of the frequency instead of usually on the low side. At that hour, Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea is often on the air on almost the same frequency. You should have a better chance after 2300 when it goes off. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was monitoring it on December 3rd and 4th, and on both occasions measured it on 15189.98. That is 20 hertz on the low side of the frequency, an ID at 2300. A very slight wobble on the carrier. He was still hearing it very weakly at midnight 45, parallel to their other frequency, which was also 20 hertz below 6010. NBCLnews.it, Mauro Giroletti in Italy was hearing it at a different hour, December 4th at 12:25 UT, with a musical program and ID. Sufficient reception. Haven't heard Firedrake All Music jamming from China lately on many of the usual out-of-band frequencies against Sound of Hope. Instead, the best place to hear it has been 6030 between 13 and 14 UT, when it's mixed with other jamming, apparently against the Taiwanese station Minghui Radio. I heard it on December 4th, and Harold Froge in Michigan also reports it on December 5th. Ron Howard in California says, after seeing our logs, I wanted to see how I'd missed it during my daily scans. December 8th at 13:31, there was strong echo jamming of CNR1 on 6030, and by careful listening, I heard the Firedrake very faintly underneath. I would have missed it if I were not specifically looking for it. It's barely audible. So what is the Falun Gong station, Minghui Radio, which means clear wisdom, what is it broadcasting that warrants both CNR1 echo jamming and Firedrake? Jeff White tells us that as of December 6th, Radio Republica suspended its transmissions via Sackville and WRMI, supposedly temporarily. It's the end of the year, apparently the end of funds, at least until new grants begin early in 2011. He says we'll see what happens. So the Radio Republica transmissions, which have been suspended, are via Sackville 9490, midnight to 03 UT, Tuesday through Saturday, and on WRMI 9955, UT Sunday and Monday at 03 to 05. However, we suspect those frequencies and times will continue to be jammed. And we also suspect that Radio Republica may continue broadcasting via its very low power and unacknowledged transmitters, presumably in Costa Rica, on 9965 in the daytime and 5954.2 variable in the evening, plus the spurs we've mentioned before on each side. Last week, we had a report that the external service from Cyprus was missing on November 26th, but it's been heard at least once since, presumably by Harold Froge in Michigan. December 4th, that was Saturday at 2236 UT on 9760, an interview which appeared to be in Greek. Rumors have been flying, and unfortunately now it's been confirmed on December 8th that another long-time and highly respected shortwave station is going off the air early next year, Radio Prague in the Czech Republic. Roger Tidy in London says, I've been told by a source close to Radio Prague that shortwave transmissions will end on January 31st. And then it was confirmed by Karl Hunzik in the Czech Republic. Radio Prague is leaving shortwaves January 31st. The rumor has now been confirmed by Mr. Krupička, the chief of the station. The Litomyshl shortwave transmitter site will be closed. Earlier, Kai Ludwig had found a Czech press report, the gist of which was a budget cut of 30% to 40%, 10 job positions to be eliminated at Radio Prague, one editor in each of the different language services and one online editor, a secretary and two audio engineers. They realized that giving up shortwave will result in shrinking listener numbers. The budget for foreign broadcast is to be renegotiated every year. So that leaves some hope that perhaps they're going to continue to produce programming other than on shortwave, i.e. broadcasting, quote-unquote, via the Internet, but this is not yet clear. One of the clandestine services from Ethiopia to Eritrea is on a different frequency, but You never know how long they're going to stay. Voice of Peace and Democracy on 7235, reported December 3rd at 0358 in Tigrinya. Tentatively with an ID, says Martin Groot in the Netherlands. Also, Horn of Africa songs until it went off at 0430. And parallel to another well-known Ethiopian frequency, which is never right on, 9560.24. Mauno Ritola in Finland agrees, also heard Voice of Peace and Democracy at 18 to 1830 UT on 7235, following the French hour from Ethiopia at 1700. Our best chance to listen to Deutsche Welle in English, since it's on the West Africa beam from Rwanda at 21 UT, has changed frequencies. It had been on 11865, but that ended November 30th. They already started the new frequency November 17th, so they overlapped for a couple of weeks, but now it's on 12070. Dan Ferguson and the NASPA group pulled this out of their schedule. There is a downside to providing a super signal to its listeners. Voice of Russia does that for Spanish to the USA on 7335 until 06 UT, using the French Guiana relay. The downside is that it can be so strong that spurs may come along with it. I was hearing multiples of about 7 kilohertz on each side on December 4th, around 7315, 7322, 7328, 7342, and 7349. Ron Howard in California was hoping that All India Radio Kohima would reactivate its seldom-used shortwave transmitter on 4850 in the first weekend of December because of their most important festival, the Hornbill Festival. However, they did not. He says it does not look very promising for the future of shortwave in Kohima. It was unusual for them not to be on the air back on August 14th, when they would normally carry the president's speech on the eve of Independence Day. And missing again, it's a very bad sign. Are they ever going to use their shortwave transmitter again? Here's another off-frequency transmission from another All India Radio station, Lucknow, which is supposed to be on 4880, but Ron Howard heard them on 4888. December 7th at 1442 to 1505, in English and Hindi, with live coverage of a cricket match. Mauno Ritola says he also heard them on the wrong frequency in Finland and passed on a comment from Aker Peterson of Denmark. I think they'll be back on 4880 soon. When I visited the Kanpur transmitter in India in April, I noticed how easy it was to push a wrong frequency on a modern transmitter, just as easy as making a typo on a keyboard. And then, as expected, Ron Howard did find All India Radio Lucknow back on their normal frequency, 4880, December 8th, at several checks between 1313 and 1522. Shortwave transmissions from Jordan are becoming quite scarce. Eric Kuya in Denmark found 15290 in Arabic, signing on at 11:57, December 7th, and off at 12:30. Meanwhile, it did have a strong signal. Shiokaze, or sea breeze, via Yamada, Japan, about the North Korean abductions of Japanese citizens, has made another of its abrupt frequency changes. As of December 3rd, it was on 5910, as it had been for a few weeks, including English on Fridays, until 14:30, says Ron Howard. However, when he checked on December 8th, they had changed to 5985 in English again on that Wednesday, which is not always the case, 1400 to 1430. And of course, on 5985, they collide with Myanmar on 5985.83. Their previous frequency had become heavily jammed, 5910, so that's why they moved, and before long the new one will be jammed as well, causing further interference to Myanmar. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1542. Our website will lead you to much more information about the items we mention, worldofradio.org. Thanks this week for financial support to Henrik Clements in Sweden, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. And many thanks to our friend in St. Louis, Missouri, Will Martin, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. In addition to its other reception problems inflicted upon itself, poor modulation and poor frequency choices, the voice of Africa in Libya came up with something new on December 6th during the English broadcast at 14:38 past 14:56 UT. Besides the English talk we were hearing, there was something else running on the same frequency, obviously coming out of the same transmitter at double speed. I think maybe it was in Arabic, but couldn't really tell. They were playing a tape back at double speed and putting it on the air along with the normal speed in English. This was on 21695 and 17800, which, as we mentioned, has been colliding with Deutsche Welle in German. That collision went on for 15 days. We first heard it November 23rd, but as of December 8th, Libya went back to its formerly used frequency, which was still clear, 17725, where we hope very much they will remain. Here's a tip for North Americans who'd like to listen to Radio Netherlands in English, even though the station does not want them to, on shortwave. The broadcast to Africa between 19 and 20 UT is on two 25-meter band frequencies, and December 3rd, halfway through it, I was getting sufficient reception on 11655, while the other frequency, 11615, was barely audible. It's not quite clear why there was such a disparity, but they are from two different sites. 11615 is 330 degrees from South Africa, while the better one, 11655, is 300 degrees from Madagascar. Voice of Nigeria only has one frequency in each band, but the usage of the frequencies varies from time to time. 9690 used to be a minor one, used only at certain hours in the morning, I think, but now we're hearing it in the evening instead of 7255. Harold Froge in Michigan thinks it was Nigeria on 9690, December 4th at 1704 in unknown language. It was definitely Voice of Nigeria at 2103, December 7th, says John Filiozzi in New York, 9690. And a bit later that day, I was also hearing continuous African music on 9690 with drumming and vocals, electronically enhanced. This was originally scheduled to be on 7255, which was missing. The languages supposedly in use, but those may have changed too, were as follows. English at 19, French at 20, Fulfulde at 21, and Hausa at 22 until 23. And there could be considerable interference, as Nigeria does not bother to register its frequencies with the HFCC, and some other stations are scheduled in this period, such as Romania at 17 to 18, Spain at 19 to 22, although they may not be using it all, Deutsche Welle in English at 20 to 21, and WIFR starting at 21:45. We've been looking for the regional station, Radio Nigeria in Abuja, which in October had been on 7350, in the mornings only signing on somewhere between 0540 and 0600. Not hearing it for quite a while, but it could just be poor propagation and the antenna directionality, which is not favorable for North America or Europe. So we asked our monitor in Niger State, Nigeria, James McDonald, to check it out. He says he had not heard it since the end of October either, but on December 3rd, they were back on their previous frequency, 7275, signing on before 0600 and thus colliding with Tunisia. James says the Abuja National Station also uses the slogan, "The Voice of Unity," and he was hearing it every day for a few days on 7275. We were especially interested in what was happening on 7350, because the Radio Miami International website was showing a new transmission not from but to Nigeria on that very same frequency at 0530 to 0600. Although there had been some previous tests, it started officially December 6th, and James McDonald monitored that for us and was able to identify it. A new target broadcast to Nigeria via Germany, It's a 30-minute program in Hausa identifying as Hamada Radio International and as Radio Hamada, H-A-M-A-D-A. The BBC in French follows immediately at 0600 on 7350. He says, programming very professional with world news, correspondent reports, sports reports. This has to be a revival of the former ASO Radio International, ASO, from Abuja, which was last heard in April or May of last year. The format is the same, and I even recognize some of the musical jingles. Note that ASO Radio International was always a distinct pre-recorded program in Hausa, and not simply a relay of the FM station, ASO Radio in Abuja. According to his Hausa dictionary, Hamada means desert, in particular the Sahara Desert. He monitored this and two other broadcasts on the schedule for Hamada Radio International, 0530 to 06 on 7350, 14 to 1430, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only on 17485, and 1930 to 2000, Monday through Friday on 9840. All of these are beamed due south from Wertachtel, Germany. Some of them were found to be repeats of previous transmissions. He says, I have no idea if it has any particular agenda, but their broadcast times are identical to three of the four daily BBC transmissions in Hausa. The times of Hausa services from other major international broadcasters tend to be staggered, so listeners are able to hear them consecutively. The only one I have been able to hear in Central North America is 17485 on Wednesday until 14:30. Some definite IDs, but toward the end of the broadcast, they were playing mostly music. The other one at 19:30 on 9840 is blocked here by WHRI, which is actually on the air during at least 1 hour of its long registration for that frequency on Monday through Friday. Regarding my item last week about Radio Sultanate of Oman 15140 in Arabic instead of scheduled English between 14 and 15 UT, Ron Howard in California says on Thursday only, December 2nd, they were in English at 15:03. DJ with a British accent playing some songs, but they suddenly switched to Arabic at 15:16. Any shortwave station playing classical music is worthy of note. That includes Radio Blagovesht, which means the bells, a Russian service broadcast via Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines to Central Siberia on 9570. We heard it December 6th at 15:35 with a good signal, playing some classical guitar music and then a movement from the Trout Quintet. It was quite lovely. And this went on until some bells and a sermon at 15:44. We have two reports of good reception of Polish Radio's English broadcast at 1800 UT, making it at least partway into North America, even though it's transmitted all the way from the United Arab Emirates on 9650. Gilles Letourneau in Montreal says it was coming in very well on December 6th. And Harold Froge at the Michigan De-Expedition also reports it on December 4th, starting at 1800 SIO 454. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy reports Radio Rwanda 6055, November 29th at 17:15. Good reception in vernacular. Current schedules indicate that 17 to 18 UT is the best window for Rwanda in Europe, since Slovakia is taking a one-hour break on that frequency. Of course, it'll be going away completely at the end of the year. However, in Michigan, Harold Froge heard Rwanda only with light interference on 6055, December 3rd, around 20:30. Following up last week's report of Serbia reactivating from the Stublina site on 9505, the intruder watchers in Germany report that it's putting out spurs, including one in the ham band 10120, also on 8890 and 8275. That report via BCDX. About all India Radio, Gangtok, Sikkim, considered a separate radio country by some. You may recall they had been more than 2 kilohertz above their proper frequency around 4837, but lately they've been back on 4835. Ron Howard in California says it was heard November 29th to December 1st, exactly on frequency between 1315 and 1430, also on December 2nd. Chris Greenway has more info on the new target broadcast in the Somali language, reported on 15700, 11740, and others. He says it is Radio Damal, D-A-M-A-L, describes itself as the voice of the Somali people. Based in Nairobi, its aim is to promote peace, unity, and development. One of the presenters used to work for Kenya's Somali service. He was in Cairo monitoring the 11740 transmission, well heard at 1830, and also heard at 0430 on 15700. Although there was a lot of publicity about Switzerland closing down its last medium wave transmitter, 765 kHz, at 2300 UT, December 5th, with the Option Musique program, it's still on the air, according to many European monitors. However, they're running a loop, explaining that the service is no longer available. So the transmission may actually continue until the end of the year, as they've done previously, as Wolfgang Büschel suggests. In NASWA, DX Listening Digest, in the Shortwave Sites group, there's been quite a discussion about the transmitter site for the domestic services from Tajikistan, such as 4765, which are listed in AOKI and the WRTH as a place called Yangiyul, Yangiyul. Trouble is, there is also a place by that name in Uzbekistan related to Tashkent shortwave transmissions. Wolfgang Büschel explains that there is in fact a small place in Tajikistan named Yangiyul, so don't get them confused. Giampiero Bernardini on a de-expedition in Tuscany reports hearing for the first time Dunamis shortwave, D-U-N-A-M-I-S, the missionary station low-powered in Uganda on 4750, December 1st from 1833 until sign-off at 1902. The signal was fair to good and there was no interference. Another station rumored to be leaving shortwave is Radio Ukraine International, but they have denied it. Mike Barraclough was listening to the Hello from Kyiv mailbag program, and they said, in response to a listener inquiry, "No way, we are not going to leave and never said we would." VOA News at 1430 UT is normally quite weak here on 17715, the site being Botswana. But on Friday, December 3rd, it was in booming. It must have been from Greenville instead. That was quite convenient since on Fridays only at 1430, Reporter's Notebook is on and we got to hear the comments of Dan Robinson. But ever since, it's been back to the weak signal from Botswana. Remains to be heard whether that's a regular thing or was just a temporary backup. Two of our broadcasts did not appear on their scheduled times and frequencies last week on WWCR. We hope those were only anomalies. If you missed World of Radio 1541, you can always hear it via worldofradio.org. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 7th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4 December 11th and 12th. 7 and 3 on the 24th and 25th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping from 89 December 8th to 80 December 18th to 22nd, and rising to 85 by the 31st. And so concludes World of Radio number 1542. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and we'll hear me again next week.